The UK Report.
Yeah, let's go to Adam in London, where there are more headlines on the royal wedding. Adam?
Of course there are. We're awash with Markle sparkle, I think you could say. So, I mean, would you believe we had 20-page pull-out sections in some of our papers today? And headlines like The Look of Love, She's the One, and One's One. We learned that they were set up on a blind date, that Harry proposed over roast chicken, that the Queen's corgis like her, and we also now know that the wedding will be in May at St. George's Chapel, Windsor, so Granny's place. The Queen is paying for it, which is quite handy for the Markles, isn't it? And also, Princess Meghan, or Mrs. Wales, as she probably will be to start with, is going to become a British citizen. I wonder if she had to be dragged kicking and screaming into that. It's just part of the deal, I guess.
Part of the deal. Most people, I guess, don't even know who John Profumo was, but that was an enormous story, wasn't it, with Christine Keeler and Mandy Rice Davies and so on, while he was a defence secretary and having an affair with these people, and many people said that there was a risk to the national security and so That's on, it. So Profumo lost his job and so on. Now, has that been revisited?
Well, in fact, what it turns out is there was a scandal involving the same guy, the government minister, John Profumo, before the whole Christine Keeler thing. So, I mean, of course, as you say, the big deal was that, in theory, he was sharing the affections of the party girl, Christine Keeler, with the Soviet Union's defense attaché, as he was at the time, as they called them then, war secretary. It meant Cold War secrets could be passed over the pillow, et cetera, et cetera. Now we learn of a backdated scandal, never mind Cold War secrets, John Profumo, the same guy, had previously dated a glamorous Nazi spy, Gisela Klein, and the small matter of the Second World War didn't stop him. Through the 30s and 40s,
oh,
his, the 1950s.
Oh, shut up, Gilchrist. Love is blind, you know that. Oh, dear. All right. Not that it makes much difference. We seem to have survived somehow or other. There he is, Adam, with all the scandal in London.